From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week's hearings on the September 11th attacks have provided a rare behind-the-scenes look at how the United States struggled to respond to a growing terrorist threat. They also revealed a fascinating tale of how close the U.S. came to getting Osama bin Laden in the late 1990s. Four times, according to accounts compiled by the 9/11 Commission staff, the Clinton administration had a good shot at capturing or killing bin Laden, and four times, at the last minute, the operation was called off. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly was at the hearings.
By the fall of 1998, the CIA was producing daily reports on bin Laden, where he was, what he was doing, where he might be going next. And every time the intelligence looked good enough to warrant an attack, national security officials started running through a checklist of questions. CIA Director George Tenet told the 9/11 Commission these were at the top of the list.
Will the target be there long enough to take action, since launching a cruise missile is 4 or 6 hours away? It's not retargetable on the way in. What are the implications for collateral damage? Where is the target?
By the time the reports were landing on Tenet's desk, bin Laden had usually already moved on. But on several occasions, the intelligence was fresh and credible enough to consider a strike. The first was in Kandahar, Afghanistan, in December 1998. Bin Laden was spotted at a particular location, but concerns about the veracity of the source and about damage to a nearby mosque caused U.S. officials to scuttle the attack. William Cohen, then the defense secretary, says that time, as on future occasions, Tenet would announce, "We don't have it."
He would come in initially because he was getting some raw information saying, "I think we're going to have it, that we do have it," and then he would go back and he would refine it. After, again, we were prepared to take action, say, "We don't think so."
The second opportunity came 2 months later, February 99, in an episode the 9/11 Commission staff refers to as the Desert Camp. Good intelligence was coming in. Bin Laden was in a hunting camp and apparently had been there for more than a week. But intelligence also indicated the nearby presence of an official airplane of the United Arab Emirates. Bin Laden appeared to be holding regular meetings with mysterious visitors from the UAE. And U.S. officials got worried about the side effects of hitting bin Laden. As George Tenet put it,
"You might have wiped out half the royal family in the UAE in the process, which I'm sure entered into everybody's calculation in all this."
It did, and the strike was called off. The lead CIA official in the field has since called it a lost opportunity to kill bin Laden before 9/11. The third chance came 3 months later, again in Kandahar. The U.S. had very detailed reporting on bin Laden's whereabouts. He'd been tracked for 5 straight nights. But once again, concerns about the accuracy of the source and the risk of civilian deaths meant strikes were never ordered. Tenet testified yesterday that he can't remember exactly who made the call not to go ahead on these occasions. He said the National Security Advisor, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and the Defense Secretary were among those in on the conversation.
"The Pentagon would have views about collateral damage because they're firing a weapon, and we would have views about the quality of intelligence, and I must tell you that we all ended up at the same place."
William Cohen remembers it the same way, that a group decision was made not to recommend military action.
"And that came from the intelligence community through the National Security Advisor, and we all sat and made a collective judgment, okay, under the circumstances, we don't fire."
Whether that was the right judgment was hotly debated at this week's hearings. The commission report mentions one last opportunity in July 99, but gives no details. That was the last time when cruise missiles were readied for a strike against bin Laden. The report concludes, "The challenge of providing actionable intelligence could not be overcome before 9/11. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.